This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Israelis protested on Sunday outside the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem after Israel announced it had recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Waving Israeli flags and holding banners reading "Now," protesters gathered in their thousands in Jerusalem. Their recovery of the hostages' bodies sparked calls for mass protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom many Israelis blame for failing to bring them back alive through negotiation with Hamas. The protest comes as Israel's largest trade union, which represents some 800,000 workers, called a general strike the following day in response to the news of the dead hostages. I'm Karen Chamas.
An Israeli airstrike hit a school sheltering displaced people on Sunday, killing at least 11 Palestinians, civil defense authorities said. Sledgehammers were used to try and break through concrete during the search operation to rescue those trapped in a suburb of Gaza City. Gaza's civil defense spokesman said the strike hit the western wing of the school where people were sheltering after being displaced during the war. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. They hope to prevent an outbreak in the territory that's been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated north and south. The campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children. Israel has agreed to limited pauses in fighting to facilitate the campaign.